the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Waste your bets, you jack wagon. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Fade 5 Podcast is on this hashtag tequila Tuesday. Of course, we got a ticket in hand because we're hopping on the Honk Honk Plus bus as we normally do to start things off the pod before we ride off into the sunset on those multiple wheels. Just a reminder, we are here every Tuesday and Friday for the foreseeable future, at least until the football season ramps up. I may be taking some vacation time here and there. Lundy will probably do the same, so you may get some solo missions during that stretch, but we're going to try to be kings of consistency, not only on our wagers, and hopefully they're going to cash, but also supplying you those much-needed bets every Tuesday and Friday of this Major League Baseball season. With that put aside, yes, our cheeks are firmly planted on that plus bus. Honk, honk. Lundy, what do you like tonight on the Diamond plus 100 or greater odds?
Let me give you a little same game parlay, shall we? That's always a nice way to get ourselves into plus territory, and we go down to America's Wang to do it. Let's talk about the Marlins and the Blue Jays. I need these three legs to hit, and if they do, camped out over there at DraftKings, this is a plus 200 without the boost. So should you decide that you want to add the boost to it, go right ahead. But I can tell you it's plus 200 without it. Let me start off with a couple of hitters, shall we? Yuli Gurriel. Let's do that one. Just need a hit. That's it. And then, of course, the man who does nothing but mash baseballs over to Jupiter, Jorge Soler. Shall we? I need a hit out of him as well. Then the third leg, give me Eury Pérez for four or more strikeouts. That's all I need. Just cuatro. Just four. Okay. He's done it in three straight. And oh, by the way, in those three straight, he's had six. So all I need is four. He's done it in five out of his seven starts. So Gurriel for a hit, Soler for a hit, Perez for four or more strikeouts, plus 200 on that same gamer. And like I said, if you do it over at DraftKings, you can probably slap that boost on there as well.
Oh, that is a spicy meatball. I like it when you said Eury Pérez because I've been making a lot of money on his strikeout props, and you lowered it with that old threshold down to four. And Soler, definitely a must-play tonight, given the matchup against the left-handed pitcher. He has been mashing lefties all season long with yard last night. Really good shot. He could take one over a fence tonight. So excellent call there.
His batting average against lefties is almost 100 points higher than it is against righties. He's 238 against righties. He's 333 against lefties this season. So he mashes southpaws.
Yeah, and he's also hitting just 353 over the last 15 days. So continue to ride that hot hand. And I'm going to do the same as well in the land of pierogies, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Marcus Stroman, go with the flow, Stro. And I'm certainly doing that tonight in P-Town as he's taking on the Pirates. I think say he gets a win at plus 175 at DraftKings. Now, to be honest, on the spreadsheet that I post, and Lundy does the same thing on social media, on Twitter, at Nate Lundy, if you can follow his picks and all his musings there, and mine, at Noisy Cuevos. This opened last night at plus 195, and I immediately jumped on it. It's now to plus 175, but the Cubs are heavily favored in this matchup against the Buccos because they have dominated the Pirates. They have sunk them down to Davy Jones's locker repeatedly. They have won 9 of their last 10 matchups in this season series, and they are coming off an 8-0 win last night. They could be more of the same tonight. Stroman has won 5 straight games, Lundy. A guy that's really dealing right now, and he's doing it at home, and he's also doing it on the road. He's got a 2.72 ERA away from Wrigley Field, a guy that is enticing a ton of weak contact, indicative in his 60.5 ground ball percentage. And I mentioned, you know, success against the Buccos. He just faced him back on June 15th at Wrigley, 6 innings pitch, 2 earned runs, 5 strikeouts. Oh, and what a quinky dink he scored the W. And on top of that, the Pirates are really struggling offensively right now. Last couple of weeks, they've only scored the 25th most runs in Major League Baseball. So again, go with the flow and bet on Marcus Stroman tonight to get that win at Pittsburgh, plus 175, available at DraftKings Sportsbook. With those bets on the board, let's get after it on this Taco/Tequila Tuesday. It's tequila really every day in my world with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, numero cinco on the countdown today. You know, I cannot resist the free passes and putting the other in a parlay, and I'm going to do it yet again. Give me Spencer Strider, the mustachioed maestro of the Atlanta Braves, to issue a couple of walks, and go with also Tyler Glasnow to do the same thing against the Baltimore Orioles. Both those events occur. You look at a plus 185 at DraftKings. You look at Strider, a guy. Yeah, he's known for his strikeouts. There's no question about it. A guy with a 14-plus K per nine this season, but he's got well north of a 3 walks per nine mark, consistently getting over this mark here over the last several weeks. You look at Philadelphia, middle of the pack in terms of walk rate over the last couple of weeks, but ultimately, I think Strider will work deep into this game, at least into the sixth inning, may go 7+. That enhances then the chances of him dishing out those freebies. I just need to. And they look at Tyler Glasnow. He has taken the hill 4 times this season for the Rays. He has gone 1 walk, 3 walks, 3 walks, and 4 walks. So well over this number. And I just need 2 and 3 of his first 4 starts. That's a 4.71 walk per 9 mark overall. And you look at Baltimore. Yeah, they're the 3rd lowest walkout rate here the last couple of weeks, just right around 6% in that category, number 28 in Major League Baseball. But Glasnow, rather untrustworthy with his command at times, though he has those high strikeouts. Really, what he is the AL version of Eury Pérez, to be honest with you, a guy that gets a lot of strikeouts, but also comes at a control cost on occasion as the freebies mount up. So you got to mount up and ride me on this one. Spencer Strider, 2 or more walks in Philadelphia, match with Tyler Glasnow, 2 or more walks against the Orioles, plus 185 at DK Lundy. Pay to follow.
Free pass. Free pass. That's all we get. At a Glasnow free. I'm telling you, make it easy. Just I said this last week. Just point to first, would you? Just get it out of the way. All right, just you go ahead and go over there. My arm's a little tired. You just go. I don't feel like throwing 4 of them in the dirt. Okay, I just want you to go that way. And by the way, if you like the walks, if you like the free passes, stick around, ladies and gentlemen.
We're a bit addicted to walks props. So let's walk a boy, Strider, Glasnow. Give it away. Give it away now.
Number 4.
All right, numero cuatro here on the Fade 5 podcast. Here's a name that Lundy has probably never heard of, and I'm going to quiz him right now. Who the hell is Nick Fortes? What position does he play, and what team does he play for, Lundy?
He is the bullpen coach for the Durham Bulls.
Oh, wow. Yes. I think that's, Crash maybe is his nickname. I think that's somewhat accurate. I will give you a semi-passing grade on that. No, of course, he is not the bullpen coach for the Durham Bulls and the Epic Bull Durham is smooching on Susan Sarandon. Nick Fortes is a catcher, a backstop for your Miami Marlins, so a teammate of Jorge Soler. I think he gets a single tonight against Yusei Kikuchi as he puts a little smoochie on that Kikuchi at plus 115 at BetMGM. This is all about taking advantage of the lefty-righty matchup. And Fortes, kind of similar to another backstop, Jan Gomes on the north side there in Chicago, but just really tees off against LHPs. This season, and this is not exaggeration or a mistake, he is 14-32 against Southpaws. That's a 438 batting average. He's gotten a single in 3 of his last 5 games. And you look at Kikuchi, this season. 4.87 road ERA with a 45.2 hard hit percentage. And he's got an 848 OPS allowed to right-handed hitters. So Fortes, I think, will probably be batting 5, 6, maybe as low as 7. I don't think it'd be any lower than that. Should get at least 3 at-bats, maybe 4 at-bats, depending upon what version of Kikuchi toes the rubber. But in the end, I think he gets a single somewhere spread of the outfield. So find some space. Stop at first. Not like you got elite speed anyway. You're not a modern day Juan Pierre. Nick Fortes over a half a single against the Jays. Fade or follow, plus 115 at BetMGM.
I'm fading because you made this guy up.
I didn't. I swear to God. I didn't know who he was either until like about 24 hours ago.
Look, you made this is what happens this time of year in baseball. As we all know, it's possible for us to sit back and just start making up names.
Yeah, true.
I mean, heck, I got my letters backwards a minute ago and called them the Durham Dulls instead of the Durham Bulls. So, you know, I haven't had enough coffee. And as a matter of fact, when it was time to do the podcast this morning, I was in the midst of making a cup of coffee over in the other room. And then I realized that I was late to the podcast. And so my coffee is just sitting in there now getting cold. Which just sucks. I mean, there's nothing worse than cold coffee. Those of you that drink iced coffee, I don't understand you people. You're weird.
Weirdos.
I can't. And Nick Fortes, come on, Brad, you made this guy up, right? You made him up. I'm telling you, you made him up. You totally, you did.
Fortes's forte is getting on base against South.
All right, fine. You go ahead.
Advantage and caffeinate, damn it.
Number 3.
Numero tres here on the Fade 5 podcast. Here's a name that...
I've heard of this guy.
A guy I'll probably have a plaque somewhere hanging in Cooperstown one day. And that is the Mighty Might of the Houston Astros, Jose Altuve. And I need him to score just a run against the Metropolitans after they got their clocks cleaned in Houston last night by Mad Max and friends. Plus 110 is the juice on that, available at DraftKings Sportsbook. Altuve against Justin Verlander. The former Astro, his former teammate, who's going to be taking the hill for the Mets, he's really spanked him early and often. He is 9-for-16 against Verlander in his career. And you look at Verlander this season, not exactly looking like the former versions of himself, certainly showing his age with a 46.3 hard hit percentage allowed, one of the worst in baseball. He's got a 4.40 ERA to boot. So you look at the success of Altuve. The guy's probably going to be batting in the 2-hole tonight. He got a lot of big lumber guys behind him. Yordan Alvarez, Kyle Tucker, just to name a few. And given his success rates against Verlander, Verlander's issues just taking the mound, period, this year. And two, that Altuve has scored a run in 5 of his last 8 games, says he is touching home plate at some point tonight. So fade or follow Altuve, the guy who can pick him up and stuff him in your pocket. He's so small, but he's so fast on the base pass. I just need a single, and the big bats behind you will take care of business. As a result, this one, I believe, confidently cashes at plus 110 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow.
I'm going to follow on this one because the total in this game sits at 7.5, and I actually like the over in this one. A little bit lower on the totals. We've seen, you know, standard, we're camped out around 8, 8.5, 9.5, you know, like 14.5 if it's the Rockies. But when you see a number like 7.5, I just think there's going to be some runs in this game. So I think this is just a good correlation. Like I said, I like the over if you're looking for another bet that you can do in this game. And so if there's going to be the over in this one and you're going to see the runs, Altuve's got a really good shot of being that guy, you know, because again, he's going to get on base. Then you just whip him around, touch home plate. You cash this one. Nice odds, plus 110.
Oh, whip him around or whip it out. Whatever is your pleasure. Just bet on Jose Altuve.
Number 2.
Numero dos, a guy that's certainly cracking that whip and that bat right now on the competition, and that is Lane Thomas of the Washington Nationals. Very talented numbers compiler as a leadoff man for this organization. I love the over. A 1.5 total bases for him against the dastardly St. Louis Cardinals, who've been a colossal disappointment this season. The fact that you're getting this right now at plus 110 at DraftKings is a gift from the gambling gods. Why? Lane Thomas, one of the hottest hitters right now in Major League Baseball. He has gotten at least two total bases in seven of his last nine games. Had a pair of doubles last night against the Lou, and he could repeat that feat tonight. Why is going up against a left-hander in Jordan Montgomery. Now, Montgomery this season, respectable 3.20 road ERA. However, he's allowed a much higher OPS to right-handed hitters as a lefty, a 776 OPS to be exact. And look at Lane Thomas. He has done some hellified damage against southpaws this season, batting a ridiculous 356 with a 1,064 OPS and 14 extra base hits as well against LHPs. Yeah, he's 0 for 3 lifetime against Jordan Montgomery, but I think he's going to get a hit, maybe two, against the starter for St. Louis tonight. So Lundy, fader, follow Lane Thomas of the Washington Nationals over 1.5 total bags against the Cardinals, plus 110. Available at DraftKings.
I like it just because I like watching, I like cashing in on total base props. These are some of my favorites to do. My two of my favorite bets that I do, total bases and HRR, hits, runs, and RBIs. Yeah. Those are the two that I like to be able to do because total bases you can accomplish in so many different ways that for me as a guy that likes baseball but isn't like crazy stat head, studying the numbers constantly kind of guy, these are the kind of bets that I like to be able to do. Lane Thomas, solid. St. Louis, meh. I mean, is there a bigger disappointment right now in the MLB season so far than the St. Louis Cardinals? They have been hot garbage.
Yep.
And at times, like, really bad. And so this has been quite a surprise, especially I've got a guy that works for me here in Denver that is a massive Cardinals fan, and he just comes in every day like Eeyore. He's just got this cloud over him because he was so excited at the beginning of the season, and now he's just like, I feel so bad for Andrew. So take the over here on Lane Thomas regardless. Even if St. Louis gets the win, Thomas is touching bags.
Hey, Andrew, make it bittersweet. Bet on your Cardinals, but more importantly, bet on Lane Thomas over 1.5 total bases.
Number one.
All right, numero uno on the feed, 5 today. Far and away, my favorite player prop available on the board. Give me the over 18.5 outs for Nathan Eovaldi of the Texas Rangers in Chicago. Take it on the White Sox, minus 105. Very light juice here, and it's a bit shocking how low it is at BetMGM. I say take advantage of that. ASAP before that juice really spikes. If you're catching this podcast early, Eovaldi has been a true deep working horse in games this season. He has gone at least 7 innings. So that's 21 or more outs in 6 of his last 9 starts. The K per 9, 8.84. It's not off the charts, but that's good news because we want to keep the pitch count down and also pitch the contact occasionally. And he's done plenty of that and drawn a lot of weak contact in the process. He's got a 51.0 ground ball percentage on the season. And more importantly here, it's all about the opponent stepping to the dish. The White Sox have struggled mightily plating guys this season. And, you know, that's been consistent over the last couple of weeks. They are number 28 during that stretch in Major League Baseball and total runs scored, netting just 37 total runs in 13 games. So I think Eovaldi is going another 7-plus innings. And again, it's 18.5 outs. We just need him to go 6 1/3, and we cash a ticket on this. So maybe we will see. I know I'm feeling confident on this one. Are you going to join the party? Nathan Eovaldi over 18.5 outs at guaranteed rate to sell. Comiskey, whatever the hell you want to call it there, south side of Chicago, minus 105 at BetMGM. Lundy, Peter, follow.
First of all, I would like to point out, folks, that this is the first minus odds prop that Brad has today. This is the first one. Everything else you've had has been at plus odds.
It may be the only one.
Why'd you have to wimp out? I'm kidding. So I like this one. I'm always more comfortable with pitchers like Eovaldi when they're at home than when they're on the road, just because every now and then something weird happens when you're on the road. I don't know. You have like a bad hot dog in between the third and fourth innings. Something happens and it throws you off. So I always get a little bit nervous with guys. But with the way we're talking about the Sox and Eovaldi's been pitching, I'm okay with this one. I don't have quite the same confidence level that you do. So this is a follow?
Oh, come on. That's a weak follow. You got to bring it harder, Lundy.
No, I'll let you do that. I'm not looking. Look, it's early in the morning. I'm not trying to bring anything harder right now, okay? I'm just trying to get through the morning. That's really all I'm trying to do, Brad. It's a long day. I got a lot to do today.
Okay? Well, Lundy, hopefully got enough energy to power through because it's bonus time. A lot of action on the diamond. Every single Major League Baseball team or all 30 franchises in action tonight. I know your ticket is full. And you got a ton of bets jumping around in your cranium. What else you got on your card this evening, mi amigo?
Brad, I'd like to ask you a question. Do you trust Matt? Do you trust Matt Carpenter?
I do not. I trust his mustache. And I like mustaches in general. I mean, Spencer Strider's got a spectacular one. Trent Grisham, Matt Carpenter's teammate there in San Diego. I mean, you get your grips on those handlebars and hang on for the ride. I am not willing to do that, however, on Matt Carpenter.
Yeah, that's the problem is because right now when it comes to the Padre, we're talking about a guy that hasn't had a hit since June 11th. Mm. He is 0 for 11 across that span. But my problem is it's Anthony Desclafani that's on the bump, and Carpenter's got a almost 450 lifetime average against him. God. And I can't decide whether this is going to be the chance to break out or if he's just sitting in this ongoing slump. 448 lifetime with two doubles, a triple, and four home runs against Desclafani. And I can't decide whether this is going to be the game that Carpenter jumps out or not. So I haven't made the decision, but I will share with everybody that's listening or watching right now. He is plus 130 at DraftKings to go over 1.5 total bases. And again, 448 lifetime against Desclafani, including four round trippers, a triple, and two doubles. So I'm just going to kind of put that out there like, excuse me, like a fart in an elevator, and you can decide what you want to do with it. But I can't decide whether I trust him or not on this one. I told you that we would come back to the walks props, by the way.
Yep.
And I want to give you a couple of them. You can mix and match to your heart's content. Reed Detmers of the LA Angels has had at least two walks in 8 straight games, including 10 of the 12 starts he's had this season. So going up against the Dodgers this evening, I say he does at least two free passes. And then, Brad, I know you love him in terms of your plus bus, but give me two walks for Marcus Stroman as well.
Because good call.
This is still part of his game. He has done it in 6 out of his 7 starts. So if I pair Detmers together with Stroman, each of them over 1.5 total walks, that is a plus 135 at Caesars. And then I want to throw this one out there for you. Noah Davis has been called up from AAA by the Rockies to take on Cincinnati today. He's only made 3 appearances in the majors this year before they turned around and sent him back. And folks, he sucked when he's pitched at the major league level, and his ERA in Albuquerque is even worse than it is at the major league level. So if you want to go for him to also go over on his walks prop, pair him up with whoever you want. And then there's some question, depending upon which book you look at right now, as to who is starting for the Oakland A's this evening. Like I said, it depends on which book you look at right now.
Luis Medina?
It should be Luis Medina. And that's what MLB has as the starter for Oakland tonight. And all, but if you go over to Caesars, they're screwed up in theirs. My guess is that they're going to catch up. Medina is another guy that loves to give up free passes. He's done it in 6 out of his 8 games that he's played so far this season. So I'm throwing these guys out because, as you've seen from what Brad does, if you just grab 2, you're going to put yourself in plus odds. So I've given you a handful of guys that I think are going to do it. Noah Davis, who's coming back up from Albuquerque on the road against a red-hot Cincinnati Reds team right now for the Rockies. I think he's going to give up some free passes. I already told you about Stroman. Even though Brad wants him to get the win, I think he's going to wind up with those 2 free passes as well. Luis Medina for Oakland, as well as Reed Detmers for the Angels. My 2 favorites, Detmers and Stroman. But keep an eye on Davis, keep an eye on Medina as well, because those guys have been giving up plenty of free passes lately. Yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
Yeah, one more bet on Stroman. Take the over on outs. It's at 17.5. I mean, the guy gets consistently 6-7, sometimes even a complete game. He's got one this season. He's kind of old school. He's very efficient. Another one of those pitchers that draws a boatload of weak contact. Doesn't really pile up the strikeouts. Yeah, he does issue the occasional free pass. I like that call on 2+ walks. I actually have that exact same parlay on my spreadsheet. Stroman with Detmers at +133 I put together at DraftKings, but I also like the over on his outs collected tonight.
No, will it go six innings? As bad as the Pirates are, I think they're also fifth in the league for average for walks per game. So, you know, they're finding their way to get some free passes. And part of that is old man McCutcheon, who's just smart when he's at the plate. Would not be surprised at all if one of those walks is McCutcheon.
Yeah, good call there. The team Huevos parlay play to kick things off on my bonus bets today. Let's go with the big red machine. Hell, they've won 9 straight games. I think they're going to extend it to double figures in that category. Give me the Reds on the money line against the Rockies. Give me the Reds to score 4 or more runs. And give me Ben Lively, who's got a pretty energetic arm. 5 or more strikeouts. And the last and final leg, 14 or cuatro, depends on how you read Spanish. If you go by style, it is Catorce. If you go regular, it should be Quattro. Matt McClain to get a hit. It's +200 all 4 of those legs available at DraftKings. Again, the Reds are just rolling right now. Winners of their last 9 games. Hey, it's me. It's Joey Votto. Returned the lineup with a bang last night as he went yard. Huge game for him. Colorado has dropped 5 consecutive road games and 7 of their last 10 overall. Cincinnati, in terms of scoring 4 more runs, they've done that in 9 of their last 10. In fact, they're number 4 in totality in Major League Baseball in runs scored over the last couple of weeks. Ben Lively has been an under-the-radar producer of strikeouts, 8.79K per 9 this year. Pretty good 10.0 swinging strike percentage. In Colorado, they've been K-ing frequently here of late. Number 4 in strikeout percentage over the last couple of weeks. I think Lively, for the 6th time in his last 7 starts, gets at least 5 strikeouts. And then McClain, he went 0-for last night. He had a great matchup against a southpaw in Austin Gomber. Couldn't get on base, got hit by a pitch. He went 0-for-3, but he has gotten on base with at least a hit in 13 of his last 15 games. So I think he gets back on track. So to recap, Reds money line, Reds 4 more runs, Ben Lively, 5 or more strikeouts. Matt McClain, don't do me dirty again, to get ahead. +200 available there at DraftKings. All right, I'm going to rapid fire here on a couple of more. I love Gerrit Cole over on strikeouts tonight. 7.5 against the Seattle Mariners. Low minus odds right now at a couple of books. So pick your poison there. But Seattle, how many strikeouts they have against Lance Lynn? Like 16 or something like that? Was absurd. They have the 5th highest K rate of 26% for the last couple of weeks. They've been a little bit strikeout happy the entire season. Yeah, Cole's K per 9 is down compared to last year. His Cole plus swing strike percentage also down compared to last year. And he has gone under 6.5 strikeouts in 3 of his last 10 starts. But again, take advantage and maximize the matchup against the free swinging Seattle Mariners. He strikes out at least 8 tonight. Elsewhere, Ozzie Albies, I think, knocks in a run. So he gets an RBI at +155 at DraftKings on the road against Philadelphia. He's taking on the lefty, and he got to take advantage every time he faces the southpaw because he's batting just .413 with a ridiculous 1,154 OPS against LHPs. Yeah, he's 2-for-12 against Ranger Suarez in his career, but he's got 6 RBIs as well in those 12 at-bats. He's got an RBI in 5 of his last 7 games. Suarez actually pitching a hell of a lot better on the road this season with a 2.19 ERA, but I think Ozzie Albies could be on a sack fly, some kind of ground out that gets a guy in. I don't care. Just give me an RBI +155. I'll take advantage of the left-handed pitching matchup there. Framber Valdez, Lundy, give me the over 18.5 outs. Here's another plus money option, +125 against the Metropolitans. He's got 21 outs or more in 8 of 12 games started this season. That's going at least 7 innings. And I think he's going to do that tonight. I know the Mets' bats are starting to heat up. They're number 13 in total runs scored the last couple of weeks. But Framber, one of those guys, great control. 4.75 strikeout to walk ratio split this season. And he's got a 57.7 ground ball percentage as well. So weak contact, doesn't issue a lot of free passes. It gets the occasional strikeout, but it doesn't really pile him up. That's a great formula of success for him to work deep in the game. provided the Mets don't knock them out there early. So I like that one quite a bit. And last and certainly not least, on this two-legger, give me the Guardians minus a half run on the run line, first five innings against the A's. And I'm going to pair that with Corbin Carroll to get a hit. Both those happen. You're looking at plus 127 at BetMGM. You look at Cleveland and their first five innings. You know, they've been kind of middle of the road and what they've done this season, a little bit below 500, just 4-6 in their last five and first fives on the run line in the last 10. And Oakland actually a reverse at 6-4 in their last 10, but it's all about the pitching matchup here. Aaron Civale has got a 1.27 ERA, first and second times combined through the opponent batting order. And we think he's going against Luis Medina. If that is the case, Medina, first and second times through the order, has allowed a 5.69 ERA. So I think Cleveland beats it off the blocks there, sprints off, and collects a lead by the end of the fifth inning. Meanwhile, Corbin Carroll has got a hit in 13 of his last 17 games. Going up against Colin Rhea, who's got a 4.71 ERA this season, and Carroll batting 309 against right-handed pitchers this year. So Cleveland, half a run line, cover it against the A's, first five innings, and parlay that with Corbin Carroll to get a hit, plus 127. At BetMGM. All right, we are out of time. We give you just a crap load of bets. Best of luck to you tonight in all of your sports wagering endeavors. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this podcast. Would you kindly also fade or follow us on the Twitter? Check out Lundy and all his free picks at Nate Lundy. Might as well at Noisy Cuevas. For the good sir, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.